Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone, welcome to another week of G-Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. I'm your host, Caroline Moss, and today we have two very special guests. You know Jolie from Hotline Skin. She is a member of the G-Thanks team, and she told me I had to have Ashley Nelson from Restroom Rituals on Instagram on the show. So we decided to do a makeup, like make makeup fun again centric episode, because makeup for me has never been fun, and for these two it's all fun all the time. So yeah, Ashley, welcome to the show.
Thank you guys so much. I can't believe I'm here.
Yeah, I'm so excited that this is finally happening. I've been thrilled to know that I'm gonna get to chat with you in front of a bigger audience, because our Zoom together was the highlight of my quarantine. Not like Zooms generally are not very exciting, but quite underwhelming, we might say. Ours was great, and I'm excited to bring it to a larger group.
So how did you guys find each other on Instagram?
Yeah, so I guess it was like November-ish. When did Restroom Rituals start?
Restroom Rituals started in April of last year, April 28th to be exact.
Okay, yeah. So like sometime in October, November, a bunch of followers were like, you need to follow this Restroom Rituals account. You'll love her. It's like very similar to your approach to skincare in that it's like fun and authentic and anyone can join in and do whatever look, but also like even people that know what they're doing make mistakes and like to experiment and like mess up sometimes and it very publicly, and like they do looks that fail or they try things that don't work out, which is something that I'm always talking about. Like I show off my acne. I like to make it not like a filtered and a perfect look every single time. So I was so excited. And then when I started following you, I was like, oh my God, I want to be her friend.
We are friends. I'm friends with everybody.
Amazing. Amazing. Great. So I succeeded in that. That was my first get. And now I have you on the podcast. So can you talk about your philosophy and like approach to having this account? I feel like it's really different from other beauty accounts, like professional makeup artists. Also, one other thing that I thought of as soon as I saw you, I was like, she must be professional. She must like no one just wakes up and knows how to blend like that. Like, that's not something you can just acquire. Like, how did you get into this? What is your background? Like, what started Restroom Ritual? How do you know how to blend like that?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how to blend. Is there so many ways to blend? I don't know.
There are. You do. You can do it.
It looks good, I guess, is what I do normally. Yeah, I actually lost my job from the company I was working for. It was a fashion company. It was a startup. They actually closed because of COVID. And this was March of last year, just right when the pandemic really hit. And I don't do well just sitting at home. And I mean, I do great watching TV. I mean, let's be real. But I don't do great just watching for weeks on
Don't
end.
We all?
Yeah. So about a month, actually to the date, a month after they closed the company, I started Restroom Rituals. So after I watched all the Housewives I could, I started Restroom Rituals, and I did it primarily because most of my friends my entire life have been like, I'm the one that they call anytime they want to know what skincare to buy, what makeup to buy. Not that I even know what I'm doing, because I genuinely don't. I have no business telling people what they should buy in this other than just my own personal use. For example, in high school, I was the girl that had like maybe a line of like four girls outside my bathroom before every dance to get their hair and makeup done. And I was always the one that rolled in with like one lash on and like maybe some blush and was like, yeah, I guess I look okay. I don't it's weird when people say beauty account or like beauty anything, because I don't think of myself like that. I think of myself as your friend that has a buying problem, that is maybe just someone who overspends. I mean, I honestly feel like someone needs to buy it so that someone else can try it. So maybe that not every single person has to also purchase the same thing if it's not that great. But yeah, I really think of myself as just a consumer, like maybe addicted to consuming, especially with skincare and beauty.
I do want to quickly touch on the housewives aspect, because that is a big conversation we have here. I just started, so I've always been super overwhelmed with starting watching any sort of housewives because I love TV and I just didn't know where to start. Like, I watched so much TV, but housewives I never jumped into. And so Caroline just decided that I should start with Jersey. So I'm on season 4 of Jersey and I'm obsessed with it, but it's like my first foray into it. And I know Caroline, that she has seen all of them. She can quote them by heart, like every single one. So I just want to hear, before we talk about anything else, please tell me your favorite franchise and where I should go next, any favorite characters, scenes, you know, what, tell me about your housewives journey before we jump back into makeup. I feel like that's important for people to know.
This might be the most important question anyone's ever asked me, so I really appreciate that. I have to tell you, I'm kind of addicted to Salt Lake right now. It is so strange on so many levels. And to me, I don't want to say weirder, but the more niche they are, the more I like them. And I feel like every single person on that podcast and that that franchise is so niche and specific. Second to that, I highly recommend going back and watching Potomac. Potomac, I slept on. I'm going to be fully honest with you. I did not watch it until this last year, and when I had plenty of time to catch up on them. It is so good. It is so funny. The Green Eyed Bandits give me life. I am here for them. And I honestly, the day I was thinking, season 2 is my favorite. Should I rewatch season 2 for maybe the third time?
Yes, you should. I don't know what that means, but I think that you should. I will be going. I'll just be like baking my way through New Jersey. And I don't know. Caroline, do you have any thoughts about Potomac?
Potomac is so good, Jolie. And Salt Lake City is so good. I will say Salt Lake City hits differently for me, because I think when you become a housewife in 2021 or 2020, you like know what you're getting yourself into. And so all of these women are like thirsty to be famous. Whereas when you start with like Jersey, you get all of these women who are like, yeah, who knows? Like, I don't, you know, like, oh yeah, this reality show, we're doing this reality show. I felt like Jen Shah and co came and swing in with Salt Lake City. So I like it, but I also feel like it's just a totally different flavor, you know, in terms of like production.
Yeah, it's a little bit more polished for sure. They're not as unfiltered or unbridled as used to be.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe I will put, oh, sorry. Go
no,
ahead,
I was just going to say, yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, I think they get into the drama so much faster, which I appreciate. Like the early seasons of Jersey, like nothing really happens because they don't know how to manufacture drama yet. But there's, you know, there's something good that you can take from each of them. And that's why it's so great that there's so many housewives, because it's endless viewing opportunities.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I've watched so much TV that the fact that I now have so much ahead of me and I like never have to worry about just having something on while I'm folding laundry or sitting on my couch or whatever. It's a great thing to know. It's very comforting. Okay. So now that we've talked about how I've gotten that very important piece of information out of the way, moving back to beauty. So, you know, like, I guess it happened a lot to me in college, but also just in life, like you meet somebody and then you had never seen them, but then you see them everywhere. It's like once you know this person exists, they're just like all over the place and like you can't get away from them. They're everywhere. I feel like that's what happened with Janessa Merricks, because I had never really heard about her. And once I started following you and you love her products, they were everywhere. Like, I saw they were, I mean, so whatever, FBI agent watching me, so he knows to like advertise them to me, see them everywhere. But then I saw different makeup artists using them, and you're obsessed with them. And now she's in Sephora, just launched. And I think yesterday they came out with this like incredible ad where she's talking about her, her journey, which was so inspiring. So how did you find her? Like, tell me why you're obsessed with her. Now I'm obsessed with her. You really turned me on to her products, but like, what makes her stand out in the very oversaturated beauty industry? And like, why did you first become so into her and are now like her, her biggest fan or one of her early supporters?
Oh my God. Don't even get me started on Danessa. Danessa is my queen. I live for her. I was so late to the Danessa Myricks party, and I felt when I first found her products, I felt like, you know, the feeling when you first found MAC and you got your first MAC lipstick or your first MAC eyeshadow and you just couldn't believe your luck because it felt so professional. And it felt like, oh my God, am I actually a makeup artist because I use MAC? That's how I felt about Danessa. I found Danessa this summer when I was trying to find Black-owned businesses and diversifying the product categories that I bought and making sure that I knew who I was buying from and wanting to support different brands. And I found Danessa. I ordered the Color Fix. If you don't know what Color Fix is, it is a genie in a bottle. It is a magical substance in a little tube. And it could seem overwhelming or confusing, I think, when you first get it, because you're like, is this a cream? But why does it dry down? But why do I love it so much? And why are there so many colors? You can use it literally. And no, this is not a sales thing. This is just genuinely, I get people ask me that all the time. If I work for her, if I am getting paid by her, there is no affiliation as far as payments goes. There is no one transferring a fund into my bank account. I just am obsessed. And when I really like something, I feel like I do work for them. Her products are just, to me, outside of the realm of something you will now you can find it on Sephora, but they are multi-use. They are user-friendly, and they're fun. And I haven't felt, honestly, like this last summer, I love makeup, don't get me wrong, but I didn't feel inspired by anything. Like, I just kind of was like, yeah, you put some shadow on your lid, put a little darker crease in, you know, your hollow of your eye, maybe throw some glitter on it and like get a look. But it didn't feel fun. And then when I found her products, the actual mediums that they're made out of, the textures are so unique and different. So there's almost like a learning curve too, which is part of the fun, I think, as far as playing with them goes. But I literally don't think she can do any wrong. Now that she's in Sephora, I am so elated for her because I just was shocked that I had never heard of her until a year ago, literally a year ago, last summer.
Yeah, I feel like I had never heard of her until really after that. Like, you started talking about her, where I have the Color Fix with me now, the ones that you told me to get. I got two colors, Milky Way, you probably know them just by an exposed. So I've been playing around with them to get some familiarity before we go on live and get to play with them, and you can teach me how to actually use them. And they are so unique. They are like creamy, and they have a very unique drying like consistency and property, and you can mix them, but you kind of have to have a vision so you know what you're doing, but you also can kind of mess it up, and it looks good if it's blur, it looks good if you layer. So it's like hard to mess up, but it's also like it's very deliberate. And I feel like that's part of her origin story and why she even started making her line. I know you briefly, when we had the epic Zoom we've now talked about, you told me a little bit about her story and like why she made these products. But can you share that as well? Because I think it's just, I love it. And it makes me even more excited to support her and to just know like the thought that's put behind these products. And they're not just like another tube of makeup that I'm purchasing.
She's got such a cool story of like just in general of how she started makeup. I think everyone can kind of identify with her in some form, in one aspect of her journey. But she had like a big corporate job and left the industry and then decided she wanted to be a full-time makeup artist. And she hustled. She creates the products that no one wants to make. So the things that are just the most, like everyone wants, I'm not a makeup artist, so I don't know what one said person would need in their kit. But if I was, she says that she makes the products that everyone wants in their kit, but no one really wants to make, which I thought was so cool because it's like, there's something about it that seems like so like workhorse, like these products are, they pack a lot of punch and they go far, especially if you were a makeup artist and working on a set. And the way she has everything packaged is like they're lightweight, so they're heavy when you put them in your kit, or that they're easy to depot and put into like little canisters, which a lot of pros do. So I just think she's like you said, everything is really deliberate and everything's really intentional about what she does.
Yeah, that's amazing. I can't wait to continue playing around with them. Like this glitter, I don't wear glitter eyeshadow ever, like really glittery products, but I've just been putting like such a little bit goes such a long way. It's putting like a dab in somewhere and adding like a little flicker of light. It's been so much fun. So I'm excited to get to play around with them more and learn what you've learned about applying them and the techniques that you use. Are there, aside from the color fixes, are there other products of hers that you love and think that everybody should know about?
How much time do you have? Because this, like, could we just do this all day? Because I could literally walk through everything I own. I think her new cream, I think it's called the Balm Contour Cream. It is, I don't know what she put in that thing. I don't know what in it. I don't know why it's so good. I don't know why it is like nothing else I've ever tried before. But she makes this product called, I think it's called the Duet Balm. And it's just like it's a balm essentially, but it doesn't fully absorb into your skin. It still sits on the surface and it's basically a highlighter. She has that already. Then she came out with this Balm Contour, and I don't know if she just merged because the consistencies, textures are quite similar, and like they're glossy, but they're not too glossy. They're hydrating, but they're not a moisturizer, but there's something very like skincare like about it, but it has pigment in it, which is why, Julie, I think you might love this. But her Balm Contour is the bomb. Her Vision Flush blushes, everything you can put anywhere you want to. Like you can put the Balm Contour on your lips, on your eyes, on your cheeks, wherever. You could, same thing with her Vision Flush. You can put it, I mean, I use it on my cheeks, my eyes, and my lips pretty frequently. She has one color specifically called Bread Butter, and it is my bread and butter like go-to shade for everything. I swear to God, it looks good on any part of my face I put it on.
I have a question. So makeup is like, for me, it's not intuitive to me, nor is it like fun to me. Do you know what I mean? Like I have my system, I have my products, I know how to make my face look made up. I like finally figured out eyeliner. In a way that felt correct and looked correct. But like, I would love to sit, and I said this with Jackie at Natch Butte, like in my mind, I am the kind of person that wants to sit down with like an eyeshadow palette and just like see what happens. But I don't even know where to start. So like, what products should I be looking at to buy from her line if I'm like a true beginner with no skill, minimum skill?
Well, I think everyone's got skill and they think that they need a lot more than what they actually have, because
Ashley,
I'm not a professional.
Let me tell you, I appreciate the sentiment. I'm going to tell you that you're not correct, because
I'm going to the grave. I'm lying down on this sword about this.
If you told
I really
me,
do.
If you were like, Caroline, for $1 million, just put on eyeshadow in a way that looks normal, I would not be able to do it. And I would come back looking like I did in sixth grade with just some like blue streaks over my eyes and calling it a day. So like, I appreciate your belief in me, but just know the skill is just not there. Like, what do I do? Where do I start? Because I have dreams of being a makeup person.
Well, let's practice. Let's work on these dreams. Let's manifest these
Please,
dreams.
Okay, help me.
Okay. If you, first off, an eyeshadow palette is overwhelming, I think, because it's like, where do you start? There's too many dang colors.
Yes.
Like, do you put this one in the inner corner? Do you put this one on the like upper, what part of your eye do you put it on? And what will look good? So the thing I think is cool about Danessa's products is that Colorfix are these little tubes of color. So you can take, everyone feels comfortable with putting lip balm on, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So think about putting lip balm on your eyes. Like, you take a little dab of it out, you squeeze it onto your finger,
okay,
you put that on your little eye, and you dab it around, and then you just smudge it around like you would put on your lips.
Okay.
It's not that deep.
All right, you haven't lost me yet. That's good.
Okay. So this might freak you out. It has a period of time in which you have to move it around before it'll dry down. So when drying down means is that like it turns into like a stain almost, but it's going to wash off.
Okay.
So in that time before it dries, now don't freak out because when it dries, you still have time to manipulate.
My hands are sweating. Okay. I'm listening.
While you're applying it,
yeah.
Smudge it around. Get your edges just blend it out so you don't have with your finger. You don't even need to use a brush.
Okay.
Until it feels right. Now, if you do this with colors like Jolie got, she got exposed. I use it every day. I use that color every day when I go to work, or whether or not I'm just going to be on Zooms all day.
What color
is it?
It
just adds. It is like the perfect for me, like taupey.
Okay.
It's just a hair above my, like hair darker than my skin tone. It's not that dark. So it just adds a bit of shadow and dimension to your lid so that I just feel put together. Because that's all I'm trying to do is not look like I'm asleep.
Sure. I have, okay. That's nice. Jolie is sorry, I just realized no one can see this. Jolie is doing a tutorial. And I'm like, oh, okay. Jolie's doing a little tutorial on her hand. I have really pink undertones. Will this color work for me?
It might be a bit too dark. I think the trick is now that she's at Sephora, I think that's brilliant, because eventually when we can all go back into stores and swatch, her stuff is so much fun to swatch and look at. And if you want to try like a little bit of glitter, if you want to have like a little glitter moment, anyone can have glitter now and not feel like they have to. Because remember when we always put glitter on from the mall?
Yeah, I was going to say it's a very Bath and Body Works like 1998
exactly.
moment for
and
us.
About 10% of it would stay on your lid and the rest of it would be like on your cheek or like up nose or like in your teeth somehow.
Yep.
This glitter comes in like a consistency that like dries down on your lid, so it actually stays on your lid and you feel like a disco ball, which is my goal in life.
Yeah, nobody can see what I just did, but I just swatched it, as they say in the industry, for Caroline. And you can see like I put like the tiniest pinprick and it is
with other colors.
This was literally You can, but this is literally one color. It's already dry, but it like covered my entire hand basically.
And
it's,
how
like,
much are
over.
Each
you can
of
see.
The tubes? I know, I see. It looks really good.
Thank you. This is what I should do. Hand makeup is my new thing. I don't think it costs that much for like how much you get and how long these things last.
Yeah.
I can pull it up.
I'm already more comfortable with the idea of something a little bit more liquidy because I feel like a palette is for professionals and like brushes and like which ones do you use, and like I'm not saying I couldn't learn, I'm just saying I haven't yet. And so
well, it feels good to have to know that you can do it with your finger and you're not the only way that isn't just with the brush, because when you get comfortable with Colorfix you will see the options of doing it using it with brushes. And I've heard people say that they have a hard time and they feel like it's hard to move around, or they feel like it's too saturated or whatever. I've never personally had that issue. I've heard people say that who do makeup all the time. So it's not like, I don't think it's necessarily, I think it's just a comfort level and maybe it being feeling foreign to what you've typically used, like in a powder shadow or something.
Yeah. And I feel like a really key thing and something that I've learned in school that has really changed the game is like swatching things and putting stuff on your hand. Like I remember when I was just playing with makeup, I would just throw things on my face first. I wouldn't think about how they would look. I wouldn't think about how they would dry or how they would layer, or even how like a pigment in a bottle might look different once it's on my face. Putting things on your hand and just playing around that way is such a good canvas to kind of work with and to see what looks good. So I would definitely recommend trying to do that. You can really easily with like these things, like finger paint. But I do have a question related to the idea of messing up and like making mistakes. So your videos, you're like very, very good at content creation. Your videos like look very polished. They have like captions. They have a theme and a flow. They look really great. But you're literally playing around with makeup. What do you do like when you mess something up? Do you just try and work with it? Are you going to be trying to fix it, take it off? Like, what is your philosophy about making mistakes, like with makeup, like publicly to your followers? Do you try and always have something, like a finished look that looks good? Are you always trying to aim for that? What do you do when you mess up, and like, how do you fix it?
I actually did one time do something that looked so horrible on Instagram. Like, it looked, I looked like a dumpster fire, I'm gonna be honest. And I messed up. Just like, I got overly ambitious and I got really excited. And I basically got a bunch of stuff from Sephora and just put all of it on my face. And I thought it was going to look good. To this day, I'm still not convinced it didn't look good. But like, I'm like, maybe another lighting or maybe in like another day in a better outfit with better hair would have looked good. But this is where I'm going to sound like almost too much of an optimist, but I really genuinely believe this. I think you can make anything look cool in how you carry yourself or in how you approach, you know, you're applauding yourself when you look at yourself in the mirror, because I think that makeup is supposed to be enhancing or makeup is what means so much to so many different people. But for me, it is a creative outlet, and it's also something that makes me feel good. I don't want to do anything that doesn't make me feel good if it's my happy place. So I don't think I like the word messing up or making a mistake, because makeup is just art. It's just like some really fun colors you put on your skin, and it's supposed to, you know, make you feel good, like I said. So I do have times, which I have done before, where I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'd wear that out again, or I don't know if that actually was my best moment. But I don't, who cares, to be honest? I mean, I don't, I know you want me to tell you some, like, some secret or something. There isn't one.
Do you have any looks that you sort of did haphazardly, like, oh, let's just see what happens, and then at the end we're like, oh, I need to remember, like, I love the way this looks, I need to remember exactly what I just did. Like, do you ever, I don't know, do you ever like, oh, I'm gonna experiment, and then you're like, oh, this looks amazing, I'm gonna keep doing this, and then,
oh, have to, yeah,
look. But like, how do you take stock, like, okay, I did this with this color, I did like, and I used this and I used that, like, how do you like keep track of like a look that you would actually want to rewear versus something that like you weren't super excited about?
Well, I think you have to, I think it as a mood. How did I feel when I have it, had it? I know I'm being so abstract, but like, how did I feel when I put it on? Did I feel like sexy? Did I feel like a badass? Did I feel pretty? Did I feel cute in it? And I think it's more remembering the intention behind it. Like, yeah, if I did a smoky eye, I'll remember I put black around, you know, like the lash line and stuff like that. But I don't think it's that scientific. I really don't. I think sometimes I'll say to myself, remember you really liked that pink. Like, you loved that pink, and don't be afraid to just put pink one. You didn't need to make it overly complicated. Like, just put the pink all over your lid. You loved the way that looked. And also that then helps me to think to myself, I just like one color on my lid. So don't overcomplicate it, Ashley. Like, you can recreate this anytime you want.
That makes a ton of sense. I think that yeah, it kind of takes away the stress of making it perfect. And it does have so much to do with your mood. You're right. I feel like it does take away a lot of the pressure when you're just focusing on like what your mood is and trying to enhance that and trying to bring out that, because you can see that, you can see it on your face. It's mm-hmm. all about the expression, all about the way that you're putting it on and the colors and how you feel and how confident you carry yourself. So going back a little bit, thinking about building a kit or building like a makeup artist or a person who's sitting at home's collection of makeup. So when I talk about skincare and we're talking about a basic routine, I talk about like the three core things you need are a cleanser, moisturizer, and a sunscreen. Like, if you want a bare bones, do need three things. Those are products you need. And then you go from there based on your skin type, your skin goals, whatever. If somebody is building their kit and you say that like Danessa Myricks, what built like the product that nobody wanted to make for their kit. So for people who aren't professional makeup artists, which we are not, their kit is like what the products they use when they go on set or they're going to work on a client, and like the things they bring with them and the things that they are able to use on a lot of people generally that are really multi-use or colors that work on people. And you have to know how to use everything in your kit really, really well, because you are under high pressure. You have a lot of different skin, you don't really know who you're going to be working on, what you're going to be working on. So with that kind of mentality, but for yourself, how do you suggest somebody maybe like Caroline, who is not, who wants to get into this makeup and wants to get not just Danessa Merricks, but just wants to start kind of experimenting with makeup. How should she go about building her kit? Should she go to a, or should someone go to a drugstore, buy a bunch of different types of things, understand the colors and the consistencies they like? Should they go to Sephora, get some nicer things, or ask someone? Like, how does someone go about building a beauty routine or everyday look that you know work without having to experiment constantly and spend so much money and just wants to like get a bare bones arsenal of things to have? Does that make sense? I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it totally makes sense. I think first and foremost, you have to start with like what gets you off about makeup. Like, what is it that anytime you see someone on Instagram or your friend or whatever that you're like, anytime you notice really appreciating someone's makeup, what is it that you're appreciating? Do you, because I don't think it's the same for everyone. I think with skincare, it is, there's steps that are consistent across the board for everyone's skin type. I don't think it's, you know, I don't think that fluctuates too significantly. Like, you want to wash your face, you want to hydrate your face, and you want to put some serums on and maybe an eye cream. But I think with makeup, it's, are you an eyeshadow person? Are you a skin person? Are you a lip person? Are you a lash person? And I don't think it needs to be the same for everyone.
Yeah, like, I was just going to say, skin. I want to interject and tell you that it's always the eyes. I'm always drawn to people's eyes.
Okay.
And also when I get my makeup professionally done for my wedding or like, I don't know, for some sort of photo that's being taken of me or whatever, and I get my makeup done, it's just amazing how different the eyes, I feel like, are the biggest difference between what I look like without eye makeup on and what I look like with eye makeup on, whether that's lashes and liner and mascara or eyeshadow. So like that would be, if you're asking me specifically what gets me off about makeup, it would be like the idea of transforming my face into a very like awake version. And it always, and it doesn't always have to be like a nighttime eye look. I think like, you know, I have mastered contouring. I've mastered foundation. I know exactly what to do with that. I stay away from my eyes.
But did you just say that you don't feel good about makeup? But you just said you mastered contouring.
Yeah, I don't feel good about eye makeup. No, I don't feel good about eye makeup. I can contour my face, but I don't even wear mascara every day because I find it to be like really
painful to put on.
Not painful, just like cumbersome, I guess is the word.
Yeah.
Like, I don't find it fun. I don't find the process, like, I found the process of contouring fun. I don't find the process of doing eye makeup fun, but I find the end result of eye makeup to be amazing. I would like to be confident enough to get myself there without giving up or getting turned off in the process. So if you know
totally.
That my thing is eyes, you know, like, where do I begin supplying myself?
I think that's great. I think it's great that you can acknowledge that because I used to hate, honestly, putting on mascara. I used to actually loathe it because I felt like it took me so long and I barely got anything out of it. I felt like, why did this take so long and how come I still don't feel that great about it? I find if I use like a Danessa Merricks Color Fix or a like multi-purpose, like Charlotte Tilbury makes these really great crayon sticks. I think they're called the chameleon sticks. But they are just, I have one that's like a rusty dark brown, and it's the perfect thing for if you want like a pop of color, not a pop of color, but like something to deepen your eyes. And so that I feel like I have makeup on, but I really only put one thing on my eye, rub that thing in with my finger, put some mascara on, and I'm done. But I really think if eyes are your thing and you don't want to invest in like palettes or things like that, those multi-purpose sticks, creams, things like that, like the MAC paint pots are great. I have a bunch of those. The Vintage Selection color is like a perfect like pinky champagne. I have the Soft Okra one, which is great just to mat out your eyes.
I'm honestly looking at these Danessa Merricks Color Fixes. Color Fixes, and I want them all, and they're only $18, which I was like, you know, in your head, wait, before you Google something, you have like a price in your mind, and you're like, well, if it's over this dollar amount, like I'm not going to pay attention to it. So for me, it was going to be $24. And I was like, if that little tube is over $24, I'm not interested. But they're $18, so now I'm going to buy them all. But that's the thing is that like I need to get to a place where, because contouring your face makes no sense if you don't do anything with your eyes. Like my skin just is contoured and then I look naked on my eyes. But I don't I don't know. Every time I put on eyeshadow, I look like I'm a drag queen. And, like, not a good drag queen, because drag queens look amazing. Like,
I was going to say, because that's my aspiration every day, is to look like a drag queen. If I look, I really, like, could have my way.
I feel like I'm trying to be a drag queen and failing. That's what I look like when I put on eye makeup. I've bought everything Jolie told me to buy. I'm going to buy these ColorFix tubes. But, like, is it a YouTube video I should be watching? Like, I don't even know where to begin.
I mean, she has got a bajillion. Danessa has got so many videos on her website and on her Instagram and on her her YouTube. I have to be honest with you guys. I might be the only person that's ever going to say this. I don't really watch YouTube. And no, that is, like, that's probably not a popular opinion, but my ADHD kicks in so fast, and I'm either like TikTok, Instagram, something quick, or unless it's a Real Housewives, that's about it.
Yeah. Well, YouTube videos don't need to be 37,000 minutes long, and they're all like 37,000 minutes long with like 19 ads, and I'm not asking.
Yeah. Exactly.
But there are people who do a really good tutorial, and when you're trying to move, like, if I'm watching a TikTok on how to put on eye makeup, that's too fast for me. Like, I don't understand what I just saw. So, like, I do need, like, a 6-hour-long YouTube. But maybe that's what I'll do.
You need a master class.
Yeah, I need a master class. That's exactly right. I need some, like, I need a master class and a master's degree in eyeshadow application. Because I always feel like if I'm watching TikTok and, like, the makeup TikTok world, it's always just teens doing, like, and then they're like done up, and I'm like, well, that doesn't help me. Like,
the transition was really cool, but can I get the breakdown?
Yeah, what happened in between? So, I mean, I totally get it. YouTube's not my thing either, but maybe that is where to start, because they are painstakingly long and detailed.
Maybe we should do one. Maybe we should do like a subreddit masterclass of, like,
honestly. You'd get one view from me at least.
I mean, that's all you need is one view.
There can be 99 people in a room. Yes, Jolie, go ahead.
I have a couple things to say. One, YouTube masterclass, please. Yes. I can watch makeup tutorials on YouTube for hours. I just find them very soothing. But I do understand that, like, they're not, if you're not into it and if you're not trying to learn something, or if, like, maybe you already know part of it and you just want to get to one thing that you want to figure out how they did, that's, like, painstakingly annoying, because you have to, like, scroll through and kind of, like, see the little box, like, when it pops up and looks like they're addressing that part of the eye. But Danessa's Instagram videos, they're not necessarily tutorials that you, like, will help you, but they are the most soothing things. Everything just glides and just looks so, like, bright and fun. They are just, like, very, very soothing and calming to watch. The second thing I'm going to say is that I discovered recently, and I don't know if this applies to all iPads or all stories or everyone's experience, but I was watching a Katie Jane Hughes, who is a professional makeup artist. I love her. I followed her for years. I, like, try and recreate her looks and fail all the time. I was watching one of her stories, and I could pause it on my iPad, and I don't really understand how, and I didn't want to question it because I wasn't sure if it was a bug or something, but I could pause the second I say that it's going to stop working, but I can pause videos on my iPad. So if you're watching something, a story on Instagram, go on your iPad and you might be able to pause it, which is really helpful. And the third thing I'm going to say is something that really changed my mind, or changed my, like, understanding of how to apply eyeshadow, I learned in school, is that my teacher constantly says to, like, you're trying to get symmetry, so don't do one eye all at once and then do your other eye. And it's gonna look really weird if you put, like, a little bit of eyeshadow in one corner of your eye and then go back and forth to the other eye and try and match it. But it will eventually look a lot better if you're like bouncing back and forth and trying to make them look symmetrical and doing the same small steps on each eye rather than doing one thing on one eye and then trying to do it again on the other eye. Especially if your eyes are different shapes, it's going to be really, really hard to completely recreate it if you aren't, like, just bouncing back and forth and trying to do the same thing, because you might need to put, like, a little bit more of one color on one eye and then do a slightly different application in the other eye. So doing it at bouncing back and forth is so, so helpful. And you can build color. I know that sounds like a really easy, like simple thing that you might not know. And I know I'm going to blow your mind. You can build color. So if you start off really, really lightly and it looks kind of not great, that's fine because you can put more on it, but it's a lot more painstaking and annoying to take it off. So like little bits of color and just build it. And it's going to take a little while at first, but it makes it so much easier. Which actually I do want to ask now, how long, if you're not filming something, like at this point, how long does it take if you're going to get ready, if you're going to go out for a night, like how long does it take you to do your makeup? My boyfriend always says, if I'm like watching TV or he's like, you want to watch something? And I'm like, yeah, let me just wash my face first. She's like, okay, so I'll see you in like 40 minutes. So like, I don't have any sort of like ability to speed things up, even though I know what I'm doing. I still like to take my time.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're doing your makeup, is it an hours long process or how long does it take you? How can you do a quick look? Can you do a fat, like depending on the time? Tell me about your routine.
Yeah. How long does it take to get a full beat?
I mean, here's the thing. Are we talking about like when I pour myself? Because there's a whole ritual that goes into it. This is restroom ritual.
Well, that's what we want. That's what we want to hear. So from the beginning to the end.
From the beginning to the end, if I am indulging myself and have a libation of sorts with me and probably like watching something on my iPad and really living my best life, I can be in there for 2 hours without even coming up for air and like not no problem whatsoever. But I also am really lazy, like incredibly lazy. I do not do anything with a very fine hand. I don't like it. If the longer it takes me to do one step, the more likely I'm going to be over it and want to move on. So I have like two speeds. I'm either like 2 hours and some change, or I'm about 15 minutes. There's not really much in between. It's really one or the other.
Yeah, that seems about right. If I like am rushing out the door, I can do something like real quick, or it'll take me hours and hours to get whatever I want. Exactly. I feel like that's correct. There's no in between. That's just the rule. That's the only rule. So aside from Color Fix, which we obviously know you're obsessed with, I'm now obsessed with the product that you did bring for your official one, aside from Color Fix, which wasn't your official product, but I feel like obviously that's going to be a thing that we talk about from now on. The product you brought, I'm really excited about because I feel like it is like a core part of your kit. It is something that like you use all the time. I bought it off of your recommendation. I always see you reposting people who say they bought it off your recommendation. I even told you a crazy story, which I'll repeat after you tell us what the product is about my experience wearing it. So Ashley, what did you bring to the show and why is it an essential part of your kit and your routine and why do you love it so much?
The Say Glowy Super Gel in Star, is it, I should, Julie, you probably know this. I've said this so many times. I think it's in Star Glow is the color. I have it on right now, actually. That's all I have on right now. It is, to me, like magic. You're like, Ashley, everything to you is magic in a bottle. I mean, maybe that's true, but this truly is, to me, magic in a bottle. It is a gel-like consistency. It is, I don't want to say watery because I don't want people to think it's, I think that might turn somebody off a little bit, but it is quite thin. It's not like a thick cream, but it feels like the heavens above came down and just tapped your nose and then your face just like lit up. Like that's what I feel like when I put it on. And it feels like it's not like a, you're not going to look like you have like mica or something like that. Like you're not going to have like an artificial shine. It is like a glow. It is a glow from within. Maybe after you just use that magic wand thing that you guys talked about, like something just happened to you and you just look naturally glowy. And I know I'm like, everyone's going to be like, oh my God, I have to have that. I really do think everyone has to have it. I really genuinely do.
I want it now. How much is it?
Actually, I should know for how many times I've sold this thing.
I have it up now. It is, so if they just started selling it at Sephora, it's $25, or you can get the mini size, which is what I got, and you really don't need to use a lot of it. So this is going to last me a while. The mini is 15. They do have two different colors. So there's the Star Glow, which is the one Ashley uses, the one that I got. It's like a universal champagne is what they call it. And then they have a Sun Glow, which is a warm golden bronze. So it's like a little bit deeper, but they only have the Star Glow in a mini size, but it's $25 for the full size or $15 for the mini size. But I think that you described it perfectly because that is exactly the experience that I had. So I bought this off Ashley's recommendation, and it is like a highlighter, but it really, it's like a, just a kind of a glow. If you don't look greasy, you just look glowy. And I put it on, and I'm in my school is right now all on Zoom, and it's not to brag, but it's all professional makeup artists that are teaching me right now. And so I'm wearing this Star Glow, and my teacher stopped in her tracks, and she was like, "Julie, what is on your face right now that's making you glow?" And I was like, "Oh, what, me? Like, it's the Say Super Glowy Gel from Star Glow.
I'm ordering Star Glow color. This second. That is enough for me. I just clicked buy.
I texted Ashley. I was like, "You will never guess it on Zoom. It showed up enough. It like was noticeable in a class on Zoom that my professional makeup artist teacher stopped speaking, purchased it, and then I got to tell everyone in my class to buy it and about Rest and Rituals. And I have now seen, there are a couple people from my class that follow me on Instagram, so maybe that means they're listening to this, but I've seen your stories and I've seen you post that someone in my makeup class told me to buy it, and it's amazing. And I, like, you should all buy it now. So it is like making its way, snaking around the community to different people, because it really does just like make you glow a little bit, and you need such a little amount, which I think is key. Like, do not overdo it. Don't like put a stripe of, I mean, you can do whatever you want, but like you don't need a lot, and it's going to go a long way. And it just makes it a little like kissed from within.
I overuse it. I'm the person that's like, I probably put as much of it on as you should put on of sunscreen. Like, I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I do put a lot on. And the thing that's really cool, which I just started doing, and I don't know why I haven't been doing this since day one, is I'll tap it on top of my makeup at the end instead of using a highlighter. Because sometimes you don't want to have like a makeup look. You just want to look like you're naturally blessed with beautiful glowing skin.
Yeah, you just want to look, it's literally the I woke up like this.
Yeah,
of
exactly.
Makeup looks. Yeah, I don't. Exactly. And that's the thing with the eyes, too, because once you have eye makeup on, it's like, oh, you're wearing makeup. But if you can do like a face, like a glow can really lend itself to like, oh, is your skin just like that? And you can be like, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It totally is.
It's my skin.
This is me with some help from my friends, but it's mostly me. But I tap it on top of my makeup, even on top of powder. And it does get a little bit like it's a little bit weird on top of powder. But to me, not weird enough to deter me from doing it again, to be honest.
Have you tried the other color? Like, I know the Star Glow one is a universal champagne, so that makes it sound to me like anybody, any skin tone can use it. And the other one, at least I'm like very, very pale, so the other one would be way too deep for me. But do you think that, well, tell me, have you used the other color? Like, can anyone use it? Do you think the universal, I'm always wary of saying universal products because like that very rarely is the case. Do you think it actually is?
I try everything on my fiance, and because he's Indian and he's got like a medium complexion, I tried both of them on him, and the Star Glow looked better on him, to be honest. So I'm wary to say universal too, because until I've seen it on every skin tone, every shade, you know, I don't know if you can say that. To me, this I have the Sun Glow, and it just doesn't hit the same as the Star Glow does. To me, the shimmer is not like the glowiness isn't as intense. It's still nice. It's still pretty. Like, and I mix it this summer. I used to mix it in with my foundation and stuff, but I didn't find that much of a difference, to be honest. That much of a difference as far as it didn't show up that much darker on my skin. But I found a difference as far as the shine, like the glow that you got from the Star Glow.
Well, that's good to know, because I just bought Star Glow.
I'm very excited for you. Fiance is very, very willing, and I'm amazed.
I was just going to say.
I just put a pimple patch on Alex for the first time. I talk about pimple patches 100 times a day. literally first time in our almost like 5-year relationship, I got him to put a Bimbo patch on. So the fact that you could put two shades to compare is really, really remarkable, a testament to your longevity as a couple.
Dan and I have been married for 2 years and I have yet to be able to test any products on him. But
well, he knows he's doing this also because he now has a steak and restroom rituals because he's got his own thing on Mondays. We have Monday with Mike.
I was going to say, knows. You do Mondays with Mike on Instagram.
Yeah. So and he knows he has to kind of show up now. What are his goals?
What are Mike's restroom ritual goals? Like business goals? Full face looks goals.
I think he would like to have his own segment. I think he's slowly working up to feeling like confident with admitting this to me because I really think he should. But I think he needs to have recreational rituals.
I think so too.
I think he needs to do his own thing because
Mike,
people.
Come on.
He's so painfully honest. I have a tendency to be. I'm sure you've noticed. When I love something, I really love it with every ounce of my body. Mike could not be more different. I don't know if he loves anything except for me. And even still, I'm not even sure, you know.
We need those honest reviews.
He's really not impressed. Like, he's really not impressed by much. And so when he likes something, it actually means, like, he might love it. It's just his reaction comes across as, like, yeah, it's good. So, but he's gotten really into skincare this last year. And now he gets things sometimes sent to him, like PR. Like, he has his own Indie Lee skincare routine that has nothing to do with me anymore. Like, I started him off on it and now he's busy. He's really busy in the bathroom. He's got things to do. He's got lotion to apply. Like,
impressive.
He's good.
I mean, yeah. Look, we have talked about this before on the show. We all know a cis man in our lives who just uses body soap on their face and that's it. And then, you know, it's like it's up to us. Women must do all of the work. The emotional
partners,
labor.
Your partner, partner in the house has got whoever has the stronger hand in the skincare game really has to extend the branch to the other person.
And
we all need it.
And those with the weaker hand need to try to take the branch and not make us hit you with it. So, I mean, that's just where I am. Ashley, I'm so happy that you joined us today. I just looked down at the clock and we've all been talking for almost an hour. I can't wait to link to everything that you talked about. I'm going to have to email you for a specific list because I feel like so many things came up, but I'm mostly excited for myself to get this star glow. Oh, I didn't even add a color fix to my order. That was stupid. I'll have to place another order now. I'm excited about color fix.
Wait for the Sephora sale.
Oh, okay. All right, fine. Listen to Julie. Wait for the Sephora sale. I can't wait to try this dewy glow. And when people see me on my twice monthly trip to the grocery store, people are going to stop me from 6 feet away and tell me how amazing I look. Everyone, if you aren't following Restroom Rituals on Instagram, you need to run, not walk, especially if today is Friday. Then tomorrow you need to tune in for Jolie and Ashley's Instagram Live on the G-Thanks Bought It Pod Instagram. Jolie, you want to talk a little bit more about what people can expect tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so as I said earlier, now we're like 12 times, Ashley and I decided on a fun look. It's called a halo eye, which I'm not going to tell you what it is, but that's what we're doing. You'll learn along with me. And we're using she's going to walk me through how to achieve that look using the two color fixes, the matte one and exposed, and Milky Way, which is the foil, or it's like a glittery one, plus the Hourglass Scattered Light Glitter Eyeshadow and Reflect, and a MAC Kohl pencil. So if you are listening to this, have access to go to a Sephora now and want to go pick those things up, go ahead. Otherwise, just like have kind of like two neutrally matte, maybe some sparkly colors. But really, more than anything, we're going to learn how to like apply eyeshadow and learn how to make a look and become confident with our eyes and become confident putting on different colors and how to play around with them and how to build a look and hopefully have fun. I'll have a drink with me. I'm sure Ashley will have a drink with her. So feel free to bring a drink as well.
I'll be sober because I clearly need to learn and be 100% And oh, we lost Jolie. Well, I'll be, I will be walking. She's like,
she's
bye.
Already there. She's yeah. already excited.
Yeah, she's like, gotta go. I will be, I'll be watching. We lost you for a second there. But I clearly can't be drinking during this because I'm here to learn. I'm here to get an education. I do not drink on the job. But maybe once I'm... Maybe once I'm a little bit more skilled, I can drink and apply eyeshadow at the same time. I think it would be a disastrous result. Ashley, did I miss anything? Is there anywhere else people can follow you beyond Restroom Rituals?
No, that's it. I Perf. Am not the, yeah, it's not that deep. It's one place.
I love it. One and done. Well, thank you so much for coming on G Thanks. You guys heard Jolie basically host her first episode. And just remind everybody what time tomorrow they can tune in.
Yes. So tomorrow you can tune in at, hold on, I'm going to make sure I say the right thing because Ashley and I are in different time zones and I don't want to, that always messes me up. Okay. So it's 7 to 8 p.m. EST, which is 4 p.m. PST, not if I'm correct. Okay. 4 p.m. PST, 7 p.m. EST on the G Thanks Instagram. We obviously couldn't pick a time that was like ideal for a nighttime-ish look for everyone. So hopefully like a mid Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, get ready to go sit on your couch.
Yeah. Also, where nice. Are you going? Please do not go out of the house. You
yeah.
Get
don't go,
made
do,
up.
Please wear a robe. Wear your robe. We'll be in robes.
No bras.
Ashley is known for her robes. No bras. What is a bra? Unfamiliar with the term. and just get ready to go to your couch and drink some wine. Look fabulous. And if you live with someone, make sure they know the effort you put in for that sitting on the couch experience to watch Housewives.
Yeah, tell them to go wash their face with not the same bar of soap they use on their ass. I don't think we're asking. I don't think we're asking for that much here. Okay, are we? This is a lot. Is this a big ask? Ashley, thank you so much for coming. Everyone, you will
thank
find
you guys so much.
Absolutely, you're welcome back anytime. You will all find a list of everything that we talked about in the show notes and on the website. And we will see you tomorrow with your eyeshadow and your drink and your robe and not your bra. And I look forward to it. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.